Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Sad news rang out of my very own industry yesterday when legendary talk radio king Rush Limbaugh stunned his 20 million member audience with the announcement that he's been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. The 69-year-old host closed his broadcast with the tragic news, saying he'll be leaving his golden EIB microphone for treatment, but hopes to return later this week. In closing his show, Rush said, "This day has been one of the most difficult days in recent memory for me because I've known this moment was coming. I'm sure that you all know by now that I don't really like talking about myself and I don't like making things about me. One thing that I know that has happened over the 31 plus years of this program is that there has been an incredible bond that has developed between all of you and me. So I have to tell you something today that I wish I didn't have to tell you. It's a struggle for me because I had to inform my staff earlier today. I can't help but feel that I'm letting everybody down. The upshot is that I've been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer." Limbaugh said he'll undergo further testing and planned to, quote, push ahead and keep everything as normal as he could. He said he hopes to be back on the air on Thursday. So you were not alone on yesterday's question of the day when the majority of you said that the Jeep ad featuring Bill Murray was your favorite Super Bowl commercial. Murray's reprise of Groundhog Day in the name of Jeep finished first in USA Today's ad meter, which ranks Super Bowl ads by consumer rating, with voters giving each ad a score from 1 to 10. Hyundai finished in a close second with its Boston-themed ad, Smart Park. And Google's Loretta, in which the 85-year-old grandfather of a real Google employee uses the company's technology to remember his late wife, came in third. The Doritos commercial featuring Lil Nas X and Sam Elliott ranked fourth, and Rocket Mortgage's ad starring Jason Momoa rounded out the top five. Guns N' Roses have added a North American leg to their 2020 touring schedule, and for those of us in the Magic Valley who want to catch a show, it looks like the easiest commute will be to either Seattle or Missoula. GNR will play T-Mobile Park in Seattle on August 2nd and will wrap up their U.S. dates at Grizzly Stadium in Missoula on August 26th. Tickets for the show go on sale this Friday. And last month I told you about Pamela Anderson finding true happiness with her fifth and soon-to-be ex-husband, John Peters. Yep. The two lasted only 12 days before calling it quits. In a statement to CNN, Pamela said, "I have been moved by the warm reception to John's and my union. We would be very grateful for your support as we take some time apart to reevaluate what we want from life and from one another." The two dated more than 30 years ago before reuniting last year. It was the fifth marriage for both of them, and I said, "What, fifth time's the charm?" Apparently not. Anderson continued, "Life is a journey and love is a process. With that universal truth in mind, we have mutually decided to put off the formalization of our marriage certificate and put our faith in the process." Oh, best of luck. Pamela Anderson, by the way, 52 years old, now calling it quits on her fifth marriage. See what them dirty magazines will do to you? You're eternally scarred. But I hope she finds happiness. Everybody deserves happiness. And maybe they'll be able to put this thing back together. Who knows? That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.